If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Time for some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. It's Seamus Toomey. Seamus, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about yourself?
I'm about 45% at the moment. But,
we're
moving up. Let's talk a little bit about what the mayor said yesterday and what's going on around here with the coronavirus. The daily average of cases now 192. If it rises above 200 into the moderate high incidence category, the mayor warned that it could trigger a retreat. And since June 15th, 29% of new cases have been among young people, with a surge in virtually every zip code and racial group. But the highest number of recorded cases has been in Lincoln Park. And Alderman Michelle Smith of the 43rd Ward had something to say about that, didn't she?
Yes, that's right. It was when these numbers came out, I think a lot of the country has been seeing a spike in cases of people 18 to 29. And it makes some sense that Lincoln Park then would be among the leaders. In fact, it is the leader in the city of most cases in that group. It's a young ward. There's a lot of bars, a lot of restaurants. Once the reopening started, people have been out, and the alderman says, frankly, a lot of them are just not wearing masks. They're not adhering to some of the guidelines. This is Alderman Michelle Smith. She said, not only is she very concerned about the numbers, she said she's frankly embarrassed, laying it on the footstep of her constituents to say, you guys got to step up. This is a real thing that's happening. And, if you're going to go out, you may think you're invincible, when you're in your 20s, but you're not. And look at the numbers. You are the worst in the city at this point. So an eye-opening thing. We hope as we get into these, reopening and it feels like normal, just remember that, there are things that we got to do, because it's definitely nothing's really changed at this point, except that now it's moved to Lincoln Park is at the top, but it really could be anywhere if people aren't doing these steps, Smith saying.
Yeah, and as the mayor said, if the numbers go up, we're going to have to start closing up places again around here, and that's going to be a disaster. And it doesn't take a lot of people to spread this thing, and I'm really concerned about two things. One is coming up like this weekend, that's like 2 weeks since the 4th of July weekend, when too many people were out and about without masks or not observing their social distance. I'm also a little concerned when the baseball season starts again, and around Wrigleyville, those bars are going to get packed again, even though fans won't be in the stands, but they'll be watching the games. So we've just got to be very careful, especially folks in that age group, right?
Absolutely. And, a lot of these businesses that were just, barely hanging on and just, crossed their fingers and did their best to make it to that phase four reopening just so they could get 25% capacity. So many of these folks, if they were forced to just flat out shut down again, I think the numbers of them that wouldn't recover from that would just be, so much higher. So, for their sake, but, for the sake of health and for your parents and for yourself, people just gotta follow these until we get through this. So,
yeah.
But yes, I'm with you on the baseball. I think they will see a surge in people coming out for it, and let's just hope that they're playing by the rules.
Yeah, talk to the young person near you and spread the word on that. Let's move to the Lane Tech story. Are the Lane Tech Indians going to continue to be called the Lane Tech Indians?
We're going to find out before the start of the school year, whenever that is. This is the thing that this is, Lane Tech has been debating this for a long time. This is not something that's just popped up now with the latest surge of changing Native American names around the country. But they've talked about it a lot, and it has gained momentum in the past couple weeks. The Link Tech's college prep's principal called for an online survey. They're going out to all of their alums, their students, parents. They're going to get as much input as possible. You know, this sounds a little bit like when the Redskins decided to study the issue. It didn't go over very well, but they're trying to be thoughtful about it and get a lot of opinions. All those are due in by July 31st. It's all going to be online. There will be some social media pushes to get some input. Then there'll be a meeting August 4th to for people to sound off at a meeting, at a virtual meeting, and then the school council, they hope to make a decision before the start of the year. You know, there's been some change there already. The school paper is called The Warrior. They've taken off any Native American imagery off of their masthead. And it's, you know, it plays out like a lot of these debates. Some of the alums, the older folks that grew up with this say this is symbolic. It's a tradition. We should keep it. And the younger crowds are saying, you know, the time has come for us to stop doing this. So I think we'll find out sometime in August about Lane Tech and its, whether it gets a new mascot.
After the survey closes, the Lane community has a final chance to comment at that meeting on August 4th. And finally, a little follow-up to Manny's and that story about the iconic Chicago treasure there at Jefferson and Roosevelt, Manny's Coffee Shop and Deli. Now, I know the Tribune is trying to take credit for helping them, but since we had Danny Raskin, fourth-generation owner, on with us yesterday talking about this, can we take credit here at WGN Radio for what happened yesterday at Manny's?
Well, success has a lot of parents, as they say, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But yes, I think you guys having them on, you know, Block Club writing about it, I think just getting the word out. But yes, I think Danny made a powerful message yesterday on WGN that, listen, you know, everyone knows Manny's. You know, President Obama eats there. You know, it's a famous place. Yet, you know, famous and goals are only going to get you so far if nobody comes in during this pandemic. So they put out the word they needed help on Tuesday. Wednesday, the lines were out the door. In fact, Raskin was saying, you know, geez, you know, it was going so well. I feel bad for some of the newcomers. I think it's always going to be this, you know, wait in line for this. But they said, we are crying with joy. Chicago, you really came through for us. Just really impressed that people listened and came out. But, you know, as they noted, you know, one day will not save the deli. You got to keep supporting us, and you got to keep supporting other places that you love, you know, if you can, within reason. But, you know, you try to make a list of the places that, you know, that you wouldn't want to ever go away. And then, you know, you try to support them when you can. Times are tough, but you know, I'm always ready for a 6-inch high corned beef sandwich from Manny's. I'm dreaming of it right now. Could I have it for breakfast?
Hey, you're not alone. Well, the restaurant industry employs hundreds of thousands of workers across the state, and Congress is debating another loan package to keep workers on the payroll. So that's one area, and you hope that the city or the state doesn't have to go back here and start closing up again, because as you said, Seamus, you know, businesses of all kinds are going to have to close permanently if that happens, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, it's not just, I mean, the businesses are great, but it's, you know, the people that are getting paychecks from them or hoping to get paychecks from them when they can come back fully staffed. You know, it all ties in, and it all gets back to the idea of, you know, do what you can, some of the simple things to slow this down, or else we are going to be, you know, back in March when we are all, you know, petrified and worried what's next. So
exactly. So. Keep calm and carry out. That's what I say.
I'm in.
Seamus Toomey, Block Club Chicago, on our Team Hochberg phone line. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good day.
Okay, Bob, you too.